Okay, so we are all the way at the bottom of Zayin and Bey. It's really just about to begin Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara is telling halachos in the name of Rav Gidol Amarav. So the Gemara says the following, and they are related to the question of Nedarim, etc. But we're clearly listing Piskei Halacha of Rav Gidol Amarav. So Amar Rav Gidol Amarav. Now we're on to Ches Amud Aleph. Minayin Shani Shabayin L'Kaimis Mitzvah. How do I know that person can take a shvua to fulfill a mitzvah? Shenemar, Yishpati ve'akayema lishmor mitzvotei tikecha. Because the pasuk says in Tehillim that I take an oath and I fulfill it in order to fulfill the mitzvos of, or fulfill the, you know, laws of Hashem, basically. So, so that's how I know that a person can, you know, take a shvua to be able to fulfill a mitzvah. Okay, but the Gemara says, wait a second. What do you mean? What is it? It's sort of like the Gemara kind of like backtracks. Like, wait a second. How could that be that a person takes a shvua or a neder of some sort in order to fulfill a mitzvah? They're already mushva v'omim bahar Sinai, meaning I have a commitment to Hashem already. All of us that we made at Har Sinai. We said Na'aseh v'nishma. So that's true. Then what does it even mean to take a shvua to do a mitzvah? I already am chayav to do mitzvos. And the fact that I take a shvua, or I take a neder, etc. to do so that doesn't really seem to make any difference. And by the way, if it makes no difference and it has no impact, then, and I use like, you know, well, I guess the question, like, what's the purpose and what does it do? And the nafkavina would be like, and if I then don't do so, besides either violating a vera or you know being mevatel mitzvah seh, do I now violate my, you know, bata acher or something at that point now that I didn't do the mitzvah? So if it's nonsense and doesn't mean anything, then when I don't do the mitzvah, it's fine. So I'm mevatel mitzvah seh, but I don't have an additional iser of, you know, bata acher. But if it does work, so then I'll have both, something like that. So the Gemara answers, no. How come Ashmalan? What it means is, you're right, I have a chiv anyways. But I have to anyways fulfill mitzvos. But if a person takes a shvua to do a mitzvah, so now they are, you know, they feel a little more fire, you know, underneath them to get going, because they, you know, oh gosh, I took shvua, I made another, etc. So then it'll impact their desire to get it done. So that's the pasuk comes to teach me that if a person wants to do that, so that is something that they are allowed to do. Look at the Ran for a second, right across the way. V'alam mushpa v'om bihar sinayhu, ela hakamash malan. He says, "Bistav v'li d'hachki perusha." This is what, you know, what's this back and forth all about? The meikara kasaka daitach was initially what the Gemara is assuming. Derev gidol asalash minan sheshavua chala al dvar mitzvah and kedaver harashos. The Gemara's initial assumption is that Rav Gidol means to say is that the shua can be chal on a dvar mitzvah like it would on anything else, right? That has nothing to do with mitzvah. So you take a shua that you're gonna, you know, eat a sandwich or whatever, and that has nothing to do with mitzvos, and that the shua is chal in the same way, right? Umuchach la'midechse nishpati v'kayema, right? And it sounds like that's coming from this pasuk. And that's what the Gemara asks the question, but wait a second, that can't be like a real shvua, and that's not really possible, right? The Gemara in Shvua says, the Gemara itself, there in Shvua, says that this idea of taking shvuas only works if it's something that, you know, is a devar shus, something you choose on your own that you want to do. So, v'chitema hanimil lekorban, the la'ral l'tiv gabe korban k'siva. If you want to say, it's talking about a korban, about bayachel ika afila b'devar mitzvah. But you're still going to have bayachel, right? If you don't fulfill it, you've now violated your word. Imkein mani shvati v'kayema hachay. Then what I need the extra pasuk for? Meaning, the point is that initially the Gemara is assuming you're saying it's like a real shvua. A real shvua, how could that be? That's not the real shvua. We have a Gemara that tells us that real shvua is only applied to something that's a dvar mitzvah, not something that's already a mitzvah, you know, a dvar shus, not something I already have to do. And if you're going to tell me that, no, it really does mean that you're gonna violate by achel dvaro, right? You didn't fulfill your word, but that then what I need the nishbat, you know, nishbat of yakayim, and this pasuk in Tehillim doesn't make any sense, right? So bottom line, so just skip down. Umitart sinan, it's like 6 or 7 lines down further. Umitart sinan, elaha kamash lan the sharul the zeruze nafshe. Meaning the answer is no. I don't really mean that. It means that like really of Yeshua. You're just giving yourself a little chizik, right? Kolomar vadilo tzarech chai kral lamar shichal lagabe bayachel, right? The pasuk not going to teach me that you're actually violating the iser. Elahachi kaamar minan shedavar hagunhu the shava lekayim. So how do I know that it's like a nice thing, right? A person wants to do that, it's good, right? But filu ksherim shenimnoi mishua. And even people who typically, we're going to talk about this more as we move along, we don't like the extra taking the Dharma and Shavuos. We're going to see. It's not a good thing for people to do in general. We don't want to do that. And that's, you know, Ksherim, don't take the Dharma and Shavuos. Right? Nevertheless, even those people, Nishbonhein Bekach. Shenemar Nishbati Vakeim Kolomar Sharei David Haya Oskin. Right? David HaMelech himself did it. You see, it's not a real Shavuos. Right? It's just a... You're just kind of like giving chizik to yourself, and that's the Gemara answers. You don't have to worry. It doesn't mean that you're actually going to violate by achel dvaro. You're already mushpav min har Sinai, and all it means is that you're going to you want to give chizik to yourself. Okay, so that's fine to do, and you're gonna go ahead and you're, and how do I know? Because David Melech did the same thing. Fine. Okay. So next line in the Gemara. Va'amr of Gidol Marav, another idea from Gidol Marav. Ha'omer Ashkim ve'eshna perek zeh. Eshna mesech dezu. Neder gadol nadar le'elokei Yisrael. So let's say a person says, I'm going to wake up at 6 in the morning to learn a mesechta. Right, let's say. Right? Or I'm going to, I'm going to get up and learn this perek, or this mesechta, etc. So if you do that, so then what happens? You took a big neder to Hashem. Okay, so a neder gadol, does that mean is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? It sounds like a good thing, right? This point sounds like a good thing. Okay, so Gemara says, same question, v'alom mishmur v'ominu. Marasina, what are you talking about? I have to learn Torah. That's a v'gisvo yom v'lala. I have a, you know, b'shach v'chav kumecha. You have to learn every single day, morning and night. So what's the chiddush here? What's going on here? V'ein shvua chala ala shvua. And again, here the Gemara actually kind of says it out a little bit further out, which is that if I mush be'vom v'har Sinai, I can't take a second shvuah. It's not going to work, right? So how does that work? And my kamash v'lad afila zeruze ba'ama, you want to say, it just means I'm taking a shvuah to now start a certain learning seder, and that's just a being mazariz myself, hanid rav gilam kamaisa, that's the same thing he said before, right? So that can't be what it means. So, and the Gemara no hakamash malon kevan di bay pater nafshi bekriyashma shach misva arvis mishumachi chayal shavua aleha. No, so what it means to say is that since if I wanted to, the mitzvah of limud Torah, technically a person could fulfill through the mitzvah of kriyashma morning and night. So, technically, if I fulfill this, not the Gemara, another place that says that if I it's Gemara Menachos, Tani Testament based. That if I how much does a person have to learn every single day? So one of the things the Gemara says is that technically it says like, don't tell people. So the Gemara says, don't tell anybody. That technically with Kriya Shema, morning and night, so you technically, if that's all a person would do, you'd fulfill the mitzvah of learning each day. So since you technically could fulfill the mitzvah with that very small amount of learning, and you instead accept upon yourself much more than that, right? So then... So that's why the shvua is cha. So you're not, meaning, so in the original case is, I take a shvua to put on tefillin today. Whatever, let's say. Right? So that's ridiculous. You have to put on tefillin today anyways. Right? So you're not doing anything. And think about finding zeru ziba'am. You're just going to be mazayir to yourself. You're giving yourself chizik. But if I say, I'm going to learn, 6 hours today, so that you say, oh, what do you mean? Mushmabom in our city, I have to learn anyways. I don't have to learn 6 hours today. I don't have to learn 6 hours today. Right, that may be, well, it's an interesting question about the Chiyuv Talmud Torah and how much, etc. But the bottom line is, since I could fulfill my basic requirement much less, and I've taken upon myself much more, so then that is not just a Zeruzei Ba'alma, that is Shuvah Chal Shuvah. Right, that now it overlays much more than the initial Chiyuv. Look at the Ran. V'alom mushpav omer sinayu, First wide line, first lower down wide line. Kolomar vaday afagav the kamris neder gadol, right? Shua kamris. So first of all, even though it says neder gadol neder, right? It doesn't mean neder; it means shua. So that's first of all. The arm behedja b'shua eshne perakzeh, right? Shana neder kaven shehu mitzar chefza anafshe leisel olam ba'aseh. Right? I mean, a neder always is what? A neder is I'm not going to get benefit from the following thing, right? A neder is always a violent to prohibit the item, right? So it's a shua, which is a commitment to do something. So first of all, just saying, by the way, it's for sure, you know, it means a shua, you know, mushba v'omei, not a neder. Elevad is shua commerce. The karle la shua neder, because sometimes we call, sometimes we refer to a shua as a neder, but it really it just means a shua. Fine. So now, if you just skip down, though, he says, "Umishum hachi ka'amar memshin hey" is like the last word, last letters on the line there. "Umishum hachi ka'amar neder gadol nadar kolomar neder mishubachu ze v'roy la'asoskein." I mean, it's a nice thing, and it's good to do. Fine, and if that's true, though, the Gemara says, "Okay, yachi ha'inu de Rav Gila l'kamaisa," but then that's what Rav Gila was saying. So what's the answer? So how come Ashbalan the cave and the Ibai Patan Ashay, etc., etc.? So now the round says, Mistavrali, the lav dafka the bahachi mifter. Right? Meaning this idea, this is what, you know, the round gets nervous in for a second. Like, whoa. You're gonna tell people that they're really putter from Tam Torah just from Kriya Shema morning and night. It can't be. Right? Not really. Shari Chayev Ko Adam. Sorry. Shari Chayev Ko Adam Lomo Tamid Yom Valila. A person has to learn every day, all day and all night. Kavikocho, as much as he's able to. This is a very, you know, this is an interesting run. There's something you're going to see rounds as we move along that are like quoted, in all kinds of areas. Like, oh, there's a famous run in the Darim, right? So this is I don't know. This is one this is one of those per se, but it could be because it's a big, you know, conversation. The sugya of the chi of Talmud Torah. How much does a person have to learn every single day? So the run here is saying a person has to learn as much as they're able, right? Kavikocho. So you have to determine what's much as you're able, right? But the point is, Ramina Meperakam the Kiddushin, Tanu Rabbanim Vishinantem Shu Divrei Torah Michudad Meficha. Right? Vishinantem, the Gemara learns, it means that learning should be, that Torah should be sharp in your mouth. She Mishacha Adam Davar Shalom Shalota Gamgim. If a person asks you, you can answer right away. You don't stumble. You can answer immediately. Vitomerlo. You can answer his question right away. Right? So the ability to have the answers to the Torah on your lips. And have it quick. That's not the Kriyashma. Shachas Ravis, lo sagilachi. That's not going to be enough. You'll know the words of Kriyashma, right? But that's about all you'll know. And that won't be enough. So he says, it can't be, right? That what the Gemara means to say is that you are actually fulfilling your mitzvah, say the Raisa, to its fullest extent with a person who just says Kriyashma morning and night. So Elamikan nearly raya lamasha shikasafti perek shua shnayim basha to kalmidi da asim midrasha afa pishu minatora. Came in the leisay mefurash bekra beheya shavua chalav. So he says, maybe there's an idea that I said in Maseches Shuos that whenever there's something that comes to Madrasha, right, even though it's actually we'd call it midaraisa, but since it's not explicit in the text, that a shua would be chal in such a thing. So first of all, that might be the answer, right? That it's that the since the technicalities of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah are not explained explicitly in the Torah, so then you don't say mushma v'omid. You don't say, oh, what do you mean? You already have a shuva from the Torah. Not really. That's Torah shuva peh. That's already like more expansive, and that you're not, you know, a shuva can be chal in such a thing. So that's one answer. V'hacha hachi karminang. And this is what you mean to say. The kevendi by pater nafshe, meaning what does it mean that I can be fulfill my mitzvah, right, by shema? Mi by the sibekra behedya from the pasuk. Dehani b'shachuchav kumecha b'kriya shema shachas v'arvis. Mishum hachi chal shvu aleha, right? And this would mean that that's where shvu is chal legamrei. Afil le korban v'hani the ka'amar neder gadol klomar the kol dinav kedavra rishus, right? Meaning what he's saying is that this what this comes to tell us is that sometimes this idea of like the Gemara throws out that this idea, what do you mean? I already have a chiyuv to keep mitzvos, right? And so a shvu can't be chal a mitzvah. So the Rambam is saying that's not so fast, right? That's only true for that which is stated explicitly in the text, right? But for the things that come out of, you know, come from a drasha to explain the halachos, so then it wouldn't be as obvious necessarily. And in that case, we would assume that a shua is chal on such a mitzvah, even though I'm wishful of omer, even though I have made, you know, we all accepted upon ourselves to keep mitzvahs. So that's how he wants to explain this case. Fine. I mean, as opposed to the other way to explain it, which is just that, you know, we have a, you can fulfill your minimum requirement, right? And this is expanding that minimum requirement. He's saying it's not, it's more than that. It's that because the pasuk only tells me something very specific, if there's a drasha, chazal, that's going to expand what the mitzvah is, so then I'm not called mushbub anymore. But
can I ask something else?
Yeah.
Maybe I missed this. Didn't we spend the first couple of days talking about how the shvuah has to be in a certain language? And now a person just says, I'm going to get up and learn tomorrow, and that's considered a shvuah.
Good.
That's not in any format that we discuss. So
good.
Why are we even going down that path?
Good. So we were talking about nidarim being a specific language, right. And this is shvuah.
So, okay, so we've switched.
I think because sometimes Gemara does this, like they get a person's name, right? And then you find that person's ideas quoted over and over again. So it seems you're right that we've made like a little bit of a tangent here.
Okay.
And we're talking about shvuah instead of neder. And yes,
and maybe that doesn't need a specific way.
It's actually the next thing we're going to say, actually. Okay. You're totally right. Because he said, if he says, I'm going to get up and learn, right? Alav lahashkin. Look at the next run. Alav lahashkin. So the guy says, I'm going to get up. We're going to get up to learn, right? So he has to get up early. So says the Ran, Mistavra li tahachik amr. This is what it means to say. Kevan sha'amar nashkim. Since it says, we're going to get up. Harakiba lav shehu me'ower bedavar. Kashem shehu me'ower achshav. Meaning, if he's the one who says, like, hey, you know, if the guy says to his friend, hey, you know, Josh, why don't we, I think we should have a charusa. Right? Let's get up in the morning, and we'll get up every day, and we're going to learn whatever mesachta we're going to learn. Right, so it was my idea. I'm the one who said it to Josh. Right, so what's the halacha? Says the Ran, I have to be the one to get up first, because it was my idea. So I have to be there first. Right, he says v'tarte kamashvulan. He's teaching me two things. Chara de kabbalah ba'alma al devar mitzvah mahanya. So number one, all I said is a kabbalah ba'alma. I didn't say some specific language. Right, demai de amrin and hacha lo hisker lo neder v'lo shvua. I didn't say I'm taking a neder. I'm taking a shvua. I didn't say the language. Right, v'afilu hachi b'dibur ba'alma saki. Right, just saying, hey, let's decide to learn, right? Dumya demay darmina the Kabbalah belachud mehanya. Like we're going to talk later that with tzedakah, we actually talked about this already. That when it comes to tzedakah, kedichsiv beficha zut tzedakah, which we saw in Daf Zayin, that sometimes just saying something, making a commitment to it, is enough to make me chayev the shvua. V'uadin lechol dvar mitzvah. Right, and that could be for anything, any of our mitzvah. But kamash malan, nami the alav lahashkim ki the avid kud shabrichu. And what's the answer? Not only do I have to get up, but I'm gonna have to be there first. And the truth is, I a little bit skipped ahead because this is the next thing the Gemara is gonna see. But this kind of sets the tone for it.
It was also the first part of the first round that you read. That was exactly that went to that point, saying even though the word of the Gemara actually says
neder gadol nadar, it's really Yeshua. Correct. Yes, and the language is not to be specific. Right. I just meant
like he says, it's just like,
yeah,
you talk colloquially and say, hey, why don't we get together tomorrow, and all of a sudden that's a shvua.
Boom, took a shvua. Yeah, good. So the truth is, the run I just read you is actually about the next part of the Gemara. So I skipped ahead for a second. So let's go back to the Gemara for a second. Amrav Gidal Marav. Here I am. It's literally the middle word. Amarav, little word like the middle word on the page. Aleph Rish. Amrav Gidal Marav. Ha Omer LaChaver Nashkiv Nishne Perek Zeh. So a person says to his friend, "Let's get up early and we'll learn this Masechta. Alad LaHashkim. So you got to do it. Why Shneamar? V'Yom Eli. Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Kum Tse El Abika V'Sham Adaber Oscha V'Itze El Abika V'Nei Sham Kavod Hashem Omed. So Hashem said, like, let's get up and go talk. And so he got up to go. And when he got there, what happened? Hashem was there already. Why? Because it was Hashem's idea that we should talk. So when he showed up, Hashem was waiting for him. Right? So you see from there that not just that it this is what the Ron's saying, right? Not just that if you say something, you got to fulfill it. But if you're the one who said to go, so you have to be the first one there because it was your idea. Okay. But yes, this is all, you know, without any language of Shua, and we're going to see we will see as we continue to talk why there has become a proliferation of the phrase "bli neder," right?
But why would that work with a Shua?
Right. Maybe I should say "bli Shua." Yeah. But the idea of being careful to state that when I say something, I don't mean it. Right? I'm just an idea, right? Because it sounds like already we're saying ideas to do good things, etc., is, you know, doesn't necessarily always need the language of Shavua to put me in that situation. It's a good question. Why don't we say Bli Shavua? So that's a good question. But we'll have to see as we move along. Good. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Yosef. Niduhu b'chalom. Tzarech yud b'nei adam lahatir lo. Okay, so if a person was placed in nidui, was placed in cheirem, in a dream. Okay, and then he wakes up. Oh, gevalt, what happened to me? Right, they put me in nidui in a dream. So what happens? Tzarech yud b'nei adam lahatir lo. He needs 10 people the next morning to be matir's neder, his nidui. V'hu detanu hilchasa. But those people have to be people who know how to learn halacha. Ava masnu v'lo tanu lo. But if they're people who just learn, but they don't know how to teach, so then that's not going to work. V'leka detanu hilchasa. Afilu masnu v'lo tanu. And if the people don't know how to teach it, find all these people who learn it, right? V'leka, and if you have none of those people, you have none of these learned people, so what should you do? Leza v'leza v'aparshas drachim. Sit on the road. V'yayiv shalma lebei yud. And you should give shalom aleichem to 10 people. Until you get 10 people who talk and know how to learn, who go ahead and give you shalom aleichem. Okay, so take a look at the run. What's going on here? Nidu b'chalom tzarech asar b'nei adam lahatir lo. Says the run, four lines to the bottom. If they're putting you in nidui in your dream, so maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam sent them as a shliach to put you in nidui. And therefore, if it's Hashem who put you in nidui, who has to take you out? Hashem. How do you get Hashem into a place? Have a minion. You have 10 people. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. These are people who teach other people about tanu b'lechud. Lo, the lav chashive kulei hai. They're not, it's not as chashiv. People who just learn, the people who teach, that's another level. Vika de gir say the tanu hilchasa kolamar gemara. Ava masnu kolamar mishnah b'lechudah. Or it doesn't mean that they teach as opposed to learn, but it means that they are gemara learners as opposed to mishnah learners. The point is they have a certain level of tam chacham. Okay. And if you can't find those people, what should you do? Stand in the parashat drachim and give shalom aleichem to 10 of them. When we talk, she yashivu lo shalom, yaginu alav, mina yisurin. Adi mekloin leil asara. So if you wait and hit 10 people, give you shalom aleichem, so that's going to give you a certain protection from yisurin. If you think about the value of giving somebody a shalom aleichem, we think it's just nice. They say shalom aleichem. The Gemara seems to assume, does assume, that by giving shalom aleichem, enough people, it gives them a protection from yisurin. So there's certainly a value in being a person who gives, greets people warmly, has that power here. But it's a kind of a funny thing to say. Like, what he could have said was get 10 people who are not Talmid Chachamim and take them out of Nidui. So that Gemara doesn't assume, right? Instead it says, better to have 10 people who eventually get to you to take you out of Nidui. Okay. And you don't, Bible doesn't say gather 10 and ask them, can you make a minion and take me out of Nidui? It doesn't say that either. It just says, okay, so then it's not Shaykh, so you just wait there and wait till 10 people come by and give you Shalom Aleichem. Interesting
answer. It doesn't take him out of Nidu. He just having the 10 people say Shalom Aleichem. He still needs the group of 10.
It gives him protection from whatever the Nidu did to him.
Right.
But it doesn't actually take him out.
Well, quotes here, shown in the Rashba, says that once 10 people get together, the Nidu is automatically lifted.
Get together or give him Shalom Aleichem?
Get together. Quotes that in the name.
So like at some point, he'll go to a minion at some point. And then it'll be taken out.
Others explain that once 10 learned people greet him with peace, and Nidui is automatically
lifted. Oh, greet him, just greet him. Right. So meaning that's not just protection, the Ron says it's protection. I guess the Rush is saying, no, it actually has the same power to release the person from Nidui. By the way, what does it mean when you're in Nidui? People can't say Shalom Aleichem to you. Right? So like it's almost like they play out these 10 Talmid Chachamim, oh, I'll give you Shalom Aleichem, so then they've kind of like...
Right.
Shown that they've removed you from that status, maybe.
And then he quotes the Rush to say, at any rate, the Gemara implies that it's the quality of the people. That, according to the Rush, Gemara implies that under no circumstances should a person rely upon 10 unlearned people.
Because Gemara doesn't say that, because Gemara doesn't give that option.
Right.
Correct. So fine. So that's why he's stuck in that case. So at least have these 10 Talmid Chachamim, give him Shalom Aleichem, and that'll make him feel... help you more protected, and maybe even it'll remove the needling. Fine. So let's stop here, and we'll pick up next tomorrow with the rest of this.